Be advised, mature content ahead. This podcast is brought to you ad-free thanks to the Legion of Demons at patreon.com/notlp. If you like what you hear, there's much more at patreon.com/notlp. Join the Legion. That's patreon.com/notlp. And now the show.
How do you do?
Just a word of friendly warning. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, well, we warned you.
Magic. Being with you is like magic. You're like a card that I picked out, then put back in the deck. You got shuffled in the deck. Then a dude spread out the deck. Then the dude said, "Is this your card?" And I said, "Yes." That's magic.
Did they say
that
dude?
That song was magic.
Yeah, thank you.
Did they say dude back then?
Dude.
When?
I assume when this song came out.
Since old Hidden Valley Ranch times.
The crooning age.
Yeah, it wasn't like a dude ranch. That's like an old thing.
Yeah. We're doing news and feedback, right? Just hanging.
And the etymology of the word dude.
And the etymology of the word
history. Use it in a sentence.
We were just talking about what we're going to have for dinner. So.
And Freddie, be watching Food That Built America.
I can't.
Oh, yeah. On the wings, you watch chicken wings.
There's a wings episode.
Yeah, the wings. This is the wings. Have you watched the Buffalo Wings episode, Kelly?
Not yet. We just watched the one about Swanson and fucking Stouffer's.
Oh, the frozen
dinners.
Stouffer v. Swanson.
Mm-hmm. Stouffer v. Swanson.
Bloody.
Were there chicken wing wars?
The chicken wing wars, man, I learned a lot today. I highly recommend you watch it. But
it's a great series. Agreed.
It disavowed me. Is that the right term?
Well, it depends on where we're going.
Disabused you,
it
probably.
It disabused me. Yes. I was not abused of this anymore. The myth that where the buffalo wing came from, I learned the truth today.
Yeah,
it's come not from Buffalo?
Not Buffalo?
It is near Buffalo, New York.
It's Schenectady?
I always heard it was...
It wasn't that woman's restaurant with her that she made for her kids.
That's part of the truth, but as what happens so often, it was a whitewash because the original chicken wing that we know as the kind of chicken wing we eat now was a black chef.
Wait a minute. If this is airing in Florida, if somebody's listening to this, Florida, I don't know if they can say what you're about to say, but say it.
They'll cut out the whole part about slavery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gets into the whole, like, you know, what cuts of meat were used. You know, with the poorest of people and the desperate and slaves and everything else. And that's the part of me was like, they won't air that part in Florida. They're going to get a different version of Foods That Build America, the alternate facts version. But yeah. It's good.
It was Ron DeSantis'
made me want wings
family.
Is the point.
We're getting wings.
Long story short, I am very suggestible.
And your need to replace all the food in your belly that you no longer have.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I just had my first colonoscopy this morning.
How'd it go, man?
It went great.
You got some. You're making some fresh poo.
Yeah.
Did you go to Norwood?
I went to Mercy West. Dr. Mangold. Dr. Mangold did my colonoscopy.
As in Mangold.
Did he live up to the name?
Yeah,
or is he Dr. Gentle?
I think his butt still works.
Everything seems okay. No blood.
Here's the thing. So the doctor calls me as the person there, the responsible party, and he's like, "Everything went well. Didn't see any polyps, but he wasn't.
Good.
He wasn't well cleaned out.
Which,
so
crazy,
I suggest he comes back in 5 years instead of 10, just in case." And so, I was like, "Well cleaned out.
You should have seen the stuff that came out of me."
I was worried I wasn't going to be. What's weird is everyone has always told me that it's just like you take it and then everything just explodes out of you for like hours. And that was not my experience. I don't know. Maybe my digestive system. I feel like it took time and it wasn't that like it was way less than I thought. Are you, you like that, listeners? Way less.
Yeah.
So that I, what I'm doing is implying the diarrhea.
Right.
Without actually saying.
Correct.
If you're diabetic, apparently it can slow down that whole operation as well.
That's what we heard.
That's actually, that's what happened to my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gastroparesis, I think. Gastroparesis.
So, you know, the doctor had to deal with a little extra. But other than that,
yeah.
Your colon looked great.
Did you give him a bigger tip?
I gave him a bigger tip. I was like, this is for the mess.
For all the extra duty you had to deal with.
Money's on the nightstand.
Freddie got to hear some nurse gossip. They were shit talking the doctor.
Well, it's shit talking during a colonoscopy.
It wasn't that. Oh shit!
They were just talking about how he was real particular about however they whenever they brought a gurney and how it was positioned, and if he wanted it that way, why can't he just do it himself?
Hippo
don't roll on both ways, fool.
So did you fall on one side or the other of the nurses or the doctor?
Oh, I mean,
nurses all day long.
I mean, the nurses probably 99% of the time.
Were they correct about the gurney?
I was out of it before I could hear. They had me doped up pretty quickly. I was just like, boof, and gone.
And then you're just waking up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was great. It was like the best power nap.
He was so energetic and happy.
Well, he's like he's light on his feet because he got some.
It was even before I got food in him. He was. Yeah. You were just like your whole face lit up.
I was so happy to have it done. I mean, like it's something that had been postponed.
It feels good to get it done.
Yeah, and it's done, and he's like didn't see anything to be worried about. It's like getting 5 years, you know. Here's 5 years, you know.
Right.
It's great. Why wouldn't you be happy?
True enough.
Kills a lot of people, colon cancer. You should get your pooper checked out.
I'm going to in a couple years.
Yep.
Did you get a souvenir from your procedure?
We didn't keep the socks, and we should have, because I liked them. They were bright red.
Red ones. And they put the towel under you to catch things. You don't want to look at the towel when you get up. Just don't look back. Don't look back in anger.
Well, I'm glad you have no polyps in your colon.
Me too, man.
It's good.
I'm real happy about that. I got enough shit going on. I'm still recovering from this rotator cuff. I only take one thing at a time. Oh,
one
Lord.
Thing at a time.
Lord, I know you'll never give me more than I can handle.
So, yeah, Freddie had a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Well, the way you and Kelly talk about it, it seems like a fun procedure. I'm kind of looking forward to mine.
I can't wait.
It's
not fun, but it's about the same as like mowing. If you really had to mow the lawn and you had put it off, and you're like, it's like that level of annoying. Okay.
But you get a sense of satisfaction right after, right? Like looking at your
it is
clean
like looking
lawn.
At the lawn. Yes, like everything's shorter.
It is. I will say. I mean, really, the worst part is just the time that it takes and sort of the hassle. It's the procedure. It's and even the shitting isn't that bad.
Yeah, it's just the commitment.
Shitting ain't that bad.
It's just the time.
Shit ain't shit.
I drank so much water. Like I did the tablets because you can do this laxative that you do.
We are going to get into colonoscopy prep. Be prepared.
This is truly a show of horrors. But they used to just do these shakes or whatever that you would drink that would make you clean out, you know, dump out till clear. And I did the tablets instead because I didn't know what to say. They gave me a choice. I'm like, they're like, do you have a problem swallowing pills? I'm like, no. And they're like, well, it's 24 pills.
Damn. Are they big pills?
And they're big. They're like the size of multivitamins big. They're like, and I literally had to take 2 12-count bottles of those with, I drank a ton. My God, I don't even know. I had to be over a gallon of water.
They got to be able to see.
Yeah. And it still wasn't enough.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I did tablets or liquid now.
Yeah. I thought I'd get out of having to drink so much because I took the tablets, but it's probably the same amount of liquid.
All right. Well, that's interesting. So anything else going on?
How was your call?
On our random...
But you said you had to make sure it runs clear.
I didn't want to keep going back to it.
I mean,
I was trying to move on, like Scientology clear.
I mean, my stuff was pretty clear.
That's great. So
I wouldn't call it crystal clear.
Did anybody watch the Chris Rock special that was live on Netflix?
Oh, not yet.
I read the headlines.
I thought you were saying.
What did you learn?
That he went in on Jada.
He
Can
did.
You believe it?
He did.
I loved it.
Was actually. It good?
It was good. I thought it was really good.
I was like, I didn't even know it was coming out, and I've been looking for what there needs to be. There needs to be. I don't know why my voice went like that. If someone knows, and I know that people will tell me that their social media is the best. I tell you what, I follow a ton of comedians that I like. And no one, when specials are coming out, they'll put a picture of themselves looking cool or something. And then it'll be like, coming soon. What does soon mean? What's a date? Give me a date. And I would love just like a simple website, one page of HTML that's updated. And you can go through a list of comedians or follow certain ones. And it will just tell you, like, these are the releases they've had. And it's always updated,
you know,
so that I know what's coming out.
That you, if that doesn't exist, I think you really identified, like, you know, how they have websites like upcoming horror movies, and that's all it is. The date release dates of upcoming horror
Let's
movies.
Call this dude.
Somebody, whoever does that,
Kelly,
maybe
say
do
TM. Say
upcoming
TM.
Comedy
TM,
specials.
TM.
It's ours.
I love comedy specials too. I find, like, my attention span is like when I was 3 years old, I think is the last time it was what it is now. But comedy specials really soothe me. And put me in a place that I can get, you know, a little more relaxed.
That's my. I really feel like that and like since you watched Chris Rock special, we watched the first episode of History of the World Part 2 last night. Very funny. A lot like the Kroll. I mean, obviously Nick Kroll and Ike Barinholtz, I think, wrote a lot of it, which I think was good. Great. Yeah. Good job. And it was really funny. But
Ike Barinholtz won Celebrity Jeopardy. And he was there promoting or talking about doing this with Mel Brooks and working with him.
We're watching that.
Oh, Amy.
Oh shit, Kelly! I forgot!
I don't, it's fine. I don't.
You don't know who else is going to be with him there.
I do. Because that's not your fault, though. Because we went to the last episode first accidentally.
I'm a piece
of
shit.
There was one last episode.
I'm a real piece of shit. I'm so sorry.
You're no piece of shit.
Real nail biter. You got
spoil something for me. Will the Bengals be the Super Bowl next year? And you can spoil it for me.
I will spoil it for you.
I wish if you knew
next year
he's going to win the Super Bowl next year.
Okay, if I knew ahead of time the Bengals weren't going to win the Super Bowl, I would just check out the whole season.
Right. Well, that's a different thing.
I wouldn't watch at all.
I knew he won, and I watched all of Celeb Jep, and I enjoyed myself.
Celeb Jep.
A Garth Brooks song about like unanswered prayers.
I do want to, I want to watch the History of the World part. Chia.
Very funny.
Wait, I have it in our queue right now. But as soon as I heard it went live, you know I was on it. You know I was on it.
I was super on that shit too. But anyway, comedians and Netflix, when you do put things on Instagram, just please put dates. Don't try to tease. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. I work in marketing, and I know what you're doing.
What are they doing?
Stop. Psychologically fucking with us?
Teasing.
For why?
It's to build up anticipation.
With it, because there's no date, there's going to be more hype?
Well, the Chris Rock thing was live. It was a live special, so...
I don't talk about Chris Rock.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but the date and time was...
I don't. I really have no.
We didn't watch it live,
marketing. I wish I did. I wish I understood how people do that stuff, because it's true. Like they're going by some playbook, right? Is what you're saying, right? Probably. Like these people have people representing them and helping run their social media. It's not like they're just regular people posting.
Oh yeah, I don't mean the comedians aren't posting their dates. I mean the people that like air their specials.
Yeah. Well,
he just wants to know.
Why are you giving us the mushroom treatment, comedy special purveyors? Feeding us shit and keeping us in the dark?
No, individual comedians usually do tell you all their dates.
Freddie's just didn't. He's not
comedy troupe,
processing new information
improv
right now.
Teams.
He's done.
You know who sucks at really improv teams? Terrible calendar keepers. So,
Patreon.com/NOTLP.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are.
Origins, Tropicana. Those are our bonus content things.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
What's your Topicana question? If you don't know what this is, that's our general mishmash ask a question show.
It's like a whole show of banter.
Yeah.
It's a whole show of
It's like Oops All Berries.
Love it.
It's like taking the guardrail.
Were you just looking all over for your glasses and they were on top of your head?
Yeah.
How endearing. Silly Billy.
We just can with you.
You need to talk in an English accent now. You're like Giles.
All right. So my question is, oh, hold on. Okay. Wait.
Did you write it down?
I have it written down.
But he has to decode it with a
okay, here it is. I found it. It's one from the list. It's a good one.
All right.
Now, this is not a sexual thing.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you can make it one if you want to. But if this was a possibility, and someone borrowed your body for a month, a la, you know, being John Malkovich or something, a Freaky Friday, but, you know, you're probably not in their body. They just borrow yours.
Okay.
For a month, what kind of jiggle the handle tips would you have to give them so they weren't caught off guard? So, like, what kind of shit is wrong with your body? What kind of little things do you have to do? A little habit? Like, what are some just...
So it's like a user's guide to our body.
Yeah, kicks and tires. What's some of the wear and tear?
I kind of want to Tom Sawyer this question and be like, trick the person into working out for that whole month. Mm-hmm. Be like, you have to get up every morning. You can only eat... like the healthiest of things. You have to go for a jog. You have to lift weights. Yeah,
it's Carfax for our bodies. So we had to list all the accidents we've been in.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Like, don't touch those Tostino's frozen pizzas freezer either.
Last time we've been serviced.
Yeah.
Need to get my fluids changed.
And it might be a little gross from here and there. So yeah, listeners right. who this aren't into the gross stuff.
Bodies are
happening.
Gross.
I have an ear
speak for yourself.
That I'm going to talk about on Topicana.
Okay. Yeah. Freddie, you should go into your long, involved process.
I have everything. My foot process?
Your foot buffing.
Your process by which you foot?
Feet. I'm very paranoid about taking good care of my feet because of the diabetes.
You need to be.
And because of the example that is led by one Mr. Kelly Gombrink.
So I'm very careful. Kelly.
Take care of your feet.
Kelly's my mentor.
If Kelly could save one person,
there's only one.
It was all worth it.
I'm not a good mentor, but I am a good example.
You're a cautionary tale. He's a cautionary tale.
I'm a cautionary tale. But I'm glad. But if my sad story could save one person's foot.
Yeah, you're like Goofus when it comes to feet.
Oh, Goofus and Gallant. Are you Gallant with your feet, Andy? With your fucking weird shoes and toes in them?
I keep my nails trimmed.
All shoes have toes in them? I'm confused.
I mean, he has the toe shoes, remember?
Yes.
Remember the lady at Disney? She couldn't handle it. She was like, you're killing me, Smalls. I'm dying over your feet.
It's like, bitch, you're at Disney World. There's better things to look at than my feet.
You'd think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Have we talked about, guys, since the news broke that Ryan Seacrest was leaving Live with Kelly and Ryan?
I had no idea, nor do I
and
care.
And that her husband was coming on instead? Have we talked about that?
How come this wasn't on the 6 o'clock news, the headlines?
I didn't even know there was still a Kelly Ripa show.
There is.
I didn't know Ryan Seacrest was on.
Oh, so he's out? Seacrest out?
Seacrest out.
Do you feel like there's a whole nother universe that some people live in from Mars?
I don't watch any of this stuff. But
where there's stars. They have a whole set of stars that we don't know about in every field. It's that cultural thing we were talking about where it's so fractured where we're not. Now everyone's got their own lane.
Does he and right now, Harold Mingy is leaving. What's the show that Kelly Ripa does?
Live
Good
with
morning.
Kelly and Rip and Brian.
But they're leaving. Yeah, now Harry Mingy is leaving.
Harry Mingy? John Berenstain has resigned from the cast of 14 Nuggets on Netflix about the first gold pan mining operation.
What is going on in your
Montana.
Head right now?
He's gone, though, but that's a big deal to, like, 12% of the population, and the rest of us have never even heard of it.
The thing is, I can't talk to most of my coworkers because, A, I'm not watching The Last of Us yet, or B, I've never seen Yellowstone. So those are my only things that I could converse with them culturally.
We need to make a historical farm, like ranching show, but also has zombies and diseases in it.
Okay.
And then we just rake in the money, laugh all the way to the bank.
Yep.
Laugh, laugh, laugh.
Or are they laughing all the way back? Is it hilarious that they have so much money?
They're what so happy
former like 80s sex symbol would we cast in our show?
Oh my God. Definitely Tedder Genley.
Is there a former 80s sex? Who are you talking? Who are you discussing?
Well, I'm referencing Kevin Costner on Yellowstone. Ooh,
Tim Daly.
Tim Daly. Oh,
Tim Daly would be a good one.
I feel he's probably aged well into his looks.
But we got to have a role for Ted McGinley.
Richard Gere?
This whole project was just a ruse for me to employ Ted McGinley again or something. I just want him to keep working.
Don't we all?
I understand.
I was going to say, he's like, is he still alive? I thought he died.
No, I know he's still alive.
R.I.P. Tom Sizemore. Honestly, I know he had some ups and downs and there's some shit in his past that isn't good, but I think he had a sad life. And I always enjoyed him in movies and TV.
I did too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I miss character actors.
Yeah.
Me too. You know who's a great character actor? Ted McGinley.
I swear. To God.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what he looks like now. I'm going to look him up. Does he have Instagram?
Ted McGinley? Yeah, it's just Ted McGinley.
Or did somebody sit on that name on Instagram and
try to defraud him?
And Ted McGinley's like, Ted McGinley won.
Yeah, I don't think he ever posts on social media, though.
No, it's the official Ted McGinley, which is a very long handle. Nobody likes to type it, but here we are.
Yeah.
We got Scream coming up this weekend.
I can't wait.
I'm not sure I have a lot of enthusiasm.
They're going to New York.
Ooh, it's like Jason.
It's like Jason Takes Manhattan. I hope they pay off on the promise of Jason Takes Manhattan.
If somebody gets their head knocked off into a garbage can, I'm all in.
Yep. I'm into it. Freddy versus Jason, that's something you can get on our Patreon. We just talked about Jason Takes Manhattan and Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, and Jason. I'm Freddy, he's Jason. It's Freddy versus Jason.
There's multiple levels to this listeners. It's like they built wheels within wheels.
Yeah.
Peel that onion.
We're an enigma wrapped in a burrito.
But I'm on the same boat as Amy. I want to see Scream 6, but I'm not enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, I'm muted.
Mm-hmm. It's mainly because like Neve Campbell's not in it. And
Neve Campbell's not in it. I didn't really like the last one.
My plan to stick it to the Scream 6 people is to buy a ticket for a movie playing at the same time, but going sneaking into Scream 6.
Okay.
Sabotage. Yes. Corporate espionage.
So the theaters get my money, but the Scream 6 people don't.
Domestic terrorism.
And I'm going to send $5 to Neve Campbell directly.
Neve bucks. You can spend them anywhere in the store.
Do you get more for your money?
Get her a Dave and Buster's card.
Yeah.
Power card. Nobody turns
it. This is all over the country.
Man, we got a couple of full power cards in my purse.
They're burning a hole in my pocket.
Let's go.
Let's go. I'm dying to go out. I don't get out.
You went out today.
I went out for a colonoscopy.
And you went to Bob Evans.
I did get to go to Bob Evans. Oh, my arm hurts. Both my arms hurt now.
Everything's fine.
Sorry. Jiggle the handle, I guess.
Are we ready to move on to news?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Should.
Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Remember, human beings are their food.
Hey.
What up, my friend? What up, the Walter Cronkite of NOTLP? That's what you are.
Crinkle cut. That's what Cronkite.
That's what I've always wanted to be.
You are the Peter Jennings of podcasting.
You're like a micro magic Andy Rooney.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what I feel. Yeah, sure. What I did for news this time. And I think you're gonna like it. No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. I just found one article that has six new horror movies in it.
Oh, nice.
The headline of the article, just the title of all six movies.
Really, releasing this week. Maybe this is what you're talking about. Just a list of movies and dates.
AI wrote this.
Low ab.
Hey, this is a low effort show.
AI probably did write this. Uh-huh. I told you guys, by the way, that I have to use the AI writer for my blog at work now, right?
No.
How's really? It?
I mean, to be fair, it saves me a lot of work on something that I don't care about at all, but I don't love contributing to AI learning everything. And also I don't really like contributing to the sort of the bringing down of all of the information to just one set of information, because when all the blogs are writing blogs off of each other and all the articles, there's only going to be one set of information. It's already happening on Google. You Google something and you get the same answer from the same article, but from four different places.
This also sounds like something AI would say. What city was your mother born in? What's your mother's maiden name? Can you ask for your social? Prove you're not a robot.
I didn't have a good AI.
Well, it's because you were processing it still.
That's how we know you're AI.
The AI is still behind on it.
I knew Kelly. How long has Kelly been AI? You guys can tell me.
Shit.
So this is what's coming out. You know what I mean? This week.
This very week, the week of March 6th.
2003. Yeah. Well, this was maybe from last week into this week, but here, let's just talk about what's out there. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Children of the Corn.
Yeah. Doesn't look good to me.
Wait, like a remake?
I mean, have you watched the trailer?
Wait.
Yeah.
The thing that threw me, and this is nitpicky, but it's indicative of what kind of movie it is the little girl who's leading the town in the trailer. At one point in the trailer, she's got to be 7 or 8 years old, this actor, from just looking at her, I'm guessing. She says to one of the other characters, like, she does the walk and talk from, like, an Aaron Sorkin drama, and she says, talk to me. Like, where are we at on that evil stuff that we're doing?
My God!
There's, like, a walk and talk with her and, like, the other kids, like, a status report on how close they are to taking over the town and everything.
I don't like precocious.
I like
children.
The idea. I like this.
I mean, it's going to be a laugh fest. Spinning. I'll tell you. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the original either, honestly.
Well, I, you know, it's funny, Scott. I love that story. That's such a good,
it's a great short story.
And I remember I've only watched the original. Linda Hamilton. Who's that guy from 30 something?
Peter. He's the Peter.
Hmm? Peter
something, right?
I think so.
It's fine.
I'll look him up while you talk.
Anyway, that version, I remember thinking I didn't like, I thought it was okay, I guess, but I do think it followed the story kind of okay, which is weird.
Yeah.
You would think I would like a more faithful adaptation, but
Peter Horton.
I remember Peter Horton. That's
Peter
it.
Peter Horton. He was on The Shield.
Remember he was a thing.
Yeah, he still works. Still works quite a bit, I think.
He still works, but remember, he was a thing.
I mean, he was a thing.
He was all over.
You can cast him in your drama series, Amy, about the...
Peter Horton in our zombie western.
There's a gap in his resume, though.
Is it like a Shudder exclusive or something? I think I saw a poster.
They made it 2 years ago. I think it's Shudder. I mean, for all I know, it's great.
I'll watch it.
The trailer was corny as hell.
I didn't love the original movie.
I don't know. Yeah. It's probably one of the first horror movies I saw as a kid. So everything is scary back then.
True.
So I wonder if it holds up.
It's the director and writer, Kurt Wimmer, who, I don't think has done much. Yeah. He directed Ultraviolet. That movie that Mia Jovovich did, the action movie. I mean, his other stuff is not great, in my opinion.
Look, I honestly, for as much as they want to exploit Stephen King, they don't really give, they try to fast track these things. And I think the thing that makes the story so good is less about evil kids, and more about sort of building the couple, building the story of what happened there, and then being completely right about it, and then getting caught up in it. Mm-hmm. That I think that's the strength of that story, and I don't know that would make a super action-y movie.
And not the scary thing about Children of the Corn is the idea is that no, it couldn't possibly be the kids. Whereas every marketing thing on this, which I mean, given it's so established, everybody knows. So I don't know how you make this movie now without everybody just being like, the kids are evil. But the shock of it.
You do a Aaron Sorkin walk and talk with a 7-year-old.
Talk to me.
Well, I think if you make it seem very real, I actually think because it's a religious fervor thing is at the bottom of that. And right. sort of like, and it's really a cult of children. And I think, well, I mean, specifically is because it's a occult situation. But I think if you played it really real and again, let the couple sort of discover things instead of trying to make it super actiony, I mean, you would still have to keep it moving. But like, I think if you took it really seriously and made it so that it wasn't the shock that it was just children, but also the idea that children in a town that was going, you know, that was becoming too poor to support itself ended up committing acts of murder, you know, and just,
you know,
I think if you treat it like a true crime movie almost.
Or you get a director. So not, I'm not saying Ari Aster.
You do an 8-episode limited series.
He's got his own stuff going on, but Ari Aster would be the kind of director that could really hit a home run out of something like Children of the Corn.
Yeah. And I'm honestly, I don't even know if there's enough there to make a movie that's a good representation of the story.
Yeah.
But also is a good movie. You know, it's a short story. I don't know.
Sometimes things are meant to be a book.
Mm-hmm. You know, or an anthology film. It could be, it'd be a perfect installment with One for the Road. Like if you did.
There is a short of it.
Children of the Corn, there's a short.
Yeah, it's quite I think it's a decade or more old, might be even older than that. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it was one of those. It might even be a dollar baby, but yeah. There is like a no budget or like a student or I think Children of the Corn, but you could super low key.
You could do
some,
like,
children did it.
Was it you could do like writing, you could do an anthology of Stephen King's shorts.
Short.
Yeah,
I don't know why people never do that. Like, I mean, Creepshow did it, but
well,
like,
they did it with everything. They did a couple of them. I think they did a couple series where they did like.
I mean a movie,
Nightmares and Dreamscapes. They did do that.
I mean specifically because you could have a theme.
Yeah. Like
he has enough road movie road stories.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I see what you're saying. That would be good.
Like Stephen King's road stories and make an anthology film of all road stories. I think that'd be really cool.
And I agree.
That would fit Children of the Corn, Riding the Bullet, One for the Road. There's so
you
many
really just call it One for the Road and include that in the movie.
Yeah, you call the movie One for the Road, and then they're all, and then you don't know it's Children of the Corn when you're seeing it in the anthology format.
All right, let's write it.
Then you can sneak it out. You can freshen it up that way because then people are like, hey, this Stephen King anthology, guess what? Third story. Don't watch the previews. Don't listen to anybody. It's Children of the Corn.
Oh, I was hoping it would be.
But it sneaks up on you. You don't realize it's Children of the Corn until you're deep in it.
Well, I hope they put the corn kid in it. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh,
he's so cute, though.
I can imagine him being an evil little kid.
It's like
I'll join your cult.
He's who walks kid. Behind the rose. Yeah. What if he's the he who walks behind the rose? Corn kid.
I'd follow him.
Corn kid.
Yeah.
So you got your. Your kids of the corn there. You have something called Wolf Garden.
I beg your pardon.
That's going to be on demand.
Wolf
Garden. And this was as of February 28th. It is being described as an elevated horror movie. Horror picture is how they actually describe it. In the tradition of It Follows.
The grand old tradition
that It Follows. It established it many, many 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. In the classic format of iCarly comes a story for our generation.
Anyway, it's written by Wayne David.
Yeah.
good for
not
him.
Not David Wayne.
Exactly. Wayne David. Yeah. Isn't that funny?
It is funny. It'd be funnier if it was David Wayne.
And it's about, he's also in the movie, and it's about a guy who disappears upon experiencing haunting visions.
Oh, shit.
He has haunting, of the woman he
haunting
loves.
Visions?
Uh-huh. They haunt him. Visions of the woman he loves and a mysterious creature.
Haunting visions of the woman
in the nearby woods. So that's a movie, right?
Yep, sounds like it.
Wasn't that a Commodore song too?
Grant Masters is in it. That's a name I recognize. All right, so that's one of the ones on the list. Then Spoonful of Sugar. That's on Shudder.
Is it an evil Mary Poppins movie?
Watch it be. It's a LSD trip. And it's directed by Mercedes Bruce Morgan. And
that's a lot of first names.
Yeah.
What a greedy bitch.
Can't have them all, bitch. Come on.
Do you drive the Mercedes Bruce Morgan out front? Your double park.
That released on Shudder on the 2nd. And that movie, in that movie, a disturbed babysitter experiences a sexual awakening while using LSD to alternatively treat a seemingly sick child from a family with dark secrets of their own. Of course they do.
So they're getting high for the kid, or they're getting the kid high? I got confused a little bit there.
I think they're getting the kid high. Okay. Getting the kid.
So they're getting a kid high on LSD to treat something, and that they have a bad trip, and we got to watch it.
It sounds okay. It's from an award-winning queer Latina director.
Could you imagine a baby high on LSD?
Like, is it a baby or a child?
It's a kid.
No, yeah. But I'm just saying, in my head, I heard baby.
Yeah. I mean, a baby high on LSD is probably just a baby.
Yeah, how can you tell the difference?
I don't think it would be any different.
Well, you'd probably break their little minds.
Or it would just be like or the same amount of serotonin they already have.
Fucking the actual Buddha by their time they're grown up. I don't know.
Don't do this. If anybody got a wild hair and thought we were like, you know, it'd be a fun experiment. Don't do that. But Kelly, I agree. Yeah. This sounds like something I would enjoy and Amy would hate.
Yep, but I'll probably make it a rut.
Well, yeah, you should. And this director also did something called Fixation.
Never seen it.
No, don't recognize it.
I'm obsessed with it now for some reason, though. It's all I can think about.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
And there's a movie called The Park, which this describes as Lord of the Flies in an amusement park.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It's from XYZ Films. They do some okay stuff sometimes.
Lord of the Flies in an amusement park.
Well, here's the synopsis.
I love a movie set in an amusement park.
No, I love the idea.
Because you could never be rescued from an amusement park in time to not resort to cannibalism,
right?
How
long are they in this amusement park?
Yeah, and did their plane crash in the amusement park?
And how fast do they devolve into their own society?
Right. Immediately.
Away. Yeah.
Maybe
it tells a story of a mysterious... Oh, what were you going to say?
No, you go ahead. I was being silly.
I think that when we get to the end of the synopsis, we're going to find that that was a bit of a misnomer of a description.
Oh, okay.
The park tells us it's a story of a mysterious virus that it starts killing all adults. Oh, there's another adults die, kids live. Adults leaving society to be governed by children living on borrowed time. After the adult population is wiped out, rival kids battle for control of an abandoned theme park. That sounds pretty cool.
Danger like lurks. Warriors or something. Like
it does. It does. It sounds pretty cool. All right. I'm down with The Park. Hopefully it doesn't suck.
So The Park also raised some questions for me when you were just describing it. Okay. And I feel like there's this trend of the movies where the kids are. I don't know if this is some sort of Gen Z thing where they hate the boomers so much, and now it's manifesting in the horror genre again, like it did in the 70s, where we had these themes popping up.
If the children of the corn,
the idea. That's why I'm, the flies. That's why I'm saying all these stories.
Well, give us some examples, because I'm
there was a young adult book series I read. I don't know how old it is. It's probably from the 2000s.
Hunger Games.
No, it's where all the adults die or disappear.
It's where the adults and the kids are basically left. It's just all a metaphor for the generation that abandoned the kids. Like, and that's what the boomers are all being accused of right now. They're saying that they are like, they didn't do anything to help anybody after them, basically, is the argument, right?
Is this just, yeah, all of the generations struggling against...
And whose perspective is it? Like, who's the one who's like, this theme, it's time for it to start greenlighting these stories again? Is it a boomer era person, or is it a Gen Z person, or is it someone in between who's trying to market to Gen Z? They're like, now's the time.
Why are you being so cynical? Why maybe they just thought
it's
it was
actually
a cool idea.
Yeah. Why are you defending boomers?
It's actually boomer-sizing.
It's boomer-sizing.
Boomer.
I'm cynical because like these movies are all they're distributed, and like a company made these decisions, and they do look at like
well sure
trends. So like I do think they're trying to spot this trend ahead of time. Some of these smaller companies are, I think, these distribution companies.
So get ready, everybody.
Because those movies have always been there. It's just like, people were always trying to make those kinds of movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting to me that they would crop up now when there's this intergenerational warfare again.
Okay, boomer.
You know.
This guy.
That's it.
Gen X, it hurts. Like
these kids these days making movies about our generation dying. How dare they?
We're the observer. I think it's a Gen Xer trying to cash in on the zillennial rage.
The Gen X generation is so forgotten.
Well, aren't all horror movies they're always on the zeitgeist?
Well, yeah, they're it's always like, if you're to believe, I go to Stephen King for that shit all the time. But that's what he said in Dance Macabre. That always stuck with me. The lesson was that horror movies will always follow the trend of what the big unspoken fear is, you know, in society at the time.
Well, right now it's about Eat the Rich and how corporations are evil and billionaires are evil.
I feel like that's what we're saying, but I also feel like there's an intergenerational war.
That's
thing
a good
too.
This is apropos of nothing, but Eat the Rich got me thinking, and I was like, in a situation where I'm shipwrecked or a plane crash and we're all, you know, like the soccer team, I would look at the group and go, who's the richest? We're eating you first.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's fair. Unless, like, you just won the lottery, like, last week, and this is your first big
ironic
trip.
Help me hide these bearer bonds.
Then I would, if you can prove it,
yeah.
Then I would eat the next rich.
So make sure
person.
You have your documentation
you
with you on plane.
To have
what
the
if
documentation.
You ate the guy, and you're just licking your fingers, and you're all done. You're like, God, John was so tasty. And then they're like, he meant rich in spirit. And it turned out he didn't
that's what you're
thing.
Tasting.
Yeah,
that's just, what you're tasting is that spirit.
You're tasting his spirit.
Ooh, it marinates the meat.
You're like, I couldn't possibly have more. You know, I just couldn't stop though.
So oh, that's rich.
Yeah,
well, a little bit goes a long way.
Oh, Zawa.
It doesn't even need sauce.
Yeah. It's like Wagyu.
Oh my Christ!
Just sear a little bit.
So here's this director.
Oh, Kelly,
oh, I'm sorry.
One second. I just want to say, if you haven't watched Avenue 5. Which is, you know, the show where everyone's stranded in outer space on the intergalactic cruise ship. It's hilarious. But like this second season, they have a cannibal. they end up, I won't want to ruin how they pick him up, but he ends up integrated into the Avenue 5 ship. But he always makes jokes about eating people and they all like him so much. It was like, ah, ha, ha, ha. It's great. Cannibalism.
Looking yeah. hilarious.
Cannibalism.
Which leads us into horror movies.
Yep.
So the person, Christopher Smith, who directed movies that we like, Triangle.
Oh, yeah. I love that guy.
Black Death. Recall that one?
Yeah, yeah.
The Banishing. I don't know about that one. But the name is familiar. Name is familiar. Anyway,
I won't have that house in my house. The movie in my house. I won't have that house in my movie.
He is...
Banished.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Returning with a movie called Consecration. It's an IFC midnight film. Ooh. It's got Jenna Malone
Ooh.
In it. and Danny Houston from 30 Days of Night. Janet Sussman.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't
So anyway, that movie is about something. Let's see. It is consecration after the suspicious death of her brother, a priest. Oh, yep. Here you go. Grace, Jenna Malone, goes to the Savior convention. Oh, Savior Con 2023.
Ooh, what saints are going to be there? Oh, my gosh. How much are meet and greets?
I'm in Ezekiel's line. It is so long.
In Scotland.
I met Saint Xavier. What a dick.
Yeah, what a dick.
Never meet your
heroes. That's a religious horror movie. And then we talked about Children of the Corn. Really, that's enough, I would say.
Yeah.
I would say that's enough movies. That we've talked about.
There's
and
a
they're
movie,
all available this week.
A movie. Did anybody watch The Cursed for Roulette on the show? It would have been a recent release. It takes place like in World War One, France. It's like a kind of a werewolf movie. Does this ring any bells? I just watched it.
Didn't Amy do that?
Yeah, one of you guys did that.
No, that was a different movie, though.
I was just going to say, I think you would like The Cursed. Especially you, Kelly. This is like, it's very Ravenlofty, like a horror movie that kind of flew under the radar. Really
you
well
liked
made. It was really, really good. Yeah.
Okay.
The Cursed. It has some really great moments. It's like The Thing. If they took The Thing and kind of like almost like Hammer werewolf stuff and Ravenloft and kind of blend it all together, it's kind of, they tried to do their own thing with it. It's really good.
Sounds good. I like that.
Yeah.
So there's extra news.
A little extra patrons, news. In case listeners. You missed it, that's a movie that could be a... Maybe it snuck past me. Maybe it snuck past you.
Okay. Thanks, Tom. Nothing.
He's wearing quiet shoes.
Okay, we did that.
Mm-hmm. There you have it.
So March is here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start next week with Lewis Fowler.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can see what he said.
And we're going to do indigenous horror. So he's going to help us curate. He's going to guest host. We're going to have a fucking great time. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Fun to have Lewis on the show.
Love that dude.
His movies are Prey.
Love that guy.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to see it. It's great. Haven't done it yet.
I haven't seen it yet either. The Forever Purge and Poltergeist 2.
Oh, shit. I haven't seen The Forever Purge.
So
and Poltergeist 2. I've seen that. And it's silly Billy. I'm into it. I'm into all that's of
fun.
It.
So we're looking forward to that. It's going to be a good month.
Yeah.
And
join the Music League. If you go to our Discord, if you're a patron, go to the Discord.
Go to the Discord.
But not too many because the playlist is pretty long already.
So actually, Andy said don't. Andy said please don't. Patreon.com/NOTLP. You can find all the extra goodies there. And Kelly already gave us his squeeze tease, so we're good there.
Yeah, it's time to order chicken wings.
I don't know why I'm like looking at a fake agenda in my head going, okay, we accomplished this.
Can you read back the minutes?
Yeah, talk to me.
Talk to me.
Where are we wrapping up the fucking show?
Maybe this could have been done in an email.
You know what? I'm just, all right. We're just going to do a transcript and email it to everybody. Okay. So at the end of every show, we always say hi to our Beelzebubs. Because that is a perk. You get to hear us say your name or the nickname that we have selected for you. Elise needs a new nickname. She is. She goes by Slide, which is her nickname, but I want to call her Elise.
And she just walked in, so I'll see you in a moment.
All right.
And Andy said he'll see her soon, too, and called her baby.
Baby.
Yeah. That's who she is.
Alyssa.
Hey.
Brandon and Emily. Jeffel. Dustin. Iona Goodwin. Oh, great one. Dr. Brian. Jerk Bitch Boat, aka Bill, aka kicking my butt at Mario Kart.
You're back to the nickname Jerk Bitch Boat?
Yeah, because he was kicking my butt.
Oh, so
he's like, I don't know how to play this. I'm not very good. And then punitive. Then he started getting better. I can't have that. Bill Farner.
I ran out of Sanford and Son theme to play with my mouth.
Um,
It doesn't last forever.
Can you do What's Happening?
I don't remember how that one goes.
I don't know yet either.
Is that a wow, 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 wow? No. That's What's Happening. Yeah.
That's impressive because that's a much less memorable theme, I think.
I watched What's Happening. I don't know.
What's happening, y'all? Back to the list. Frosted Blake's. Blaine Yogurt. Jordache Jeans.
The Perfect Complete Breakfast.
Paul. Jeremy Cassie. And Sweet Sweet Gamora. Did we ever talk about how there was a big old Gamora in Ozark? You guys have probably said that to me. I'm so sorry.
An actual Jeremy big dog? Cassie. And
yeah.
Her name is Gamora?
No, like Gamora. But there's that same kind of dog. It looks like Gamora, this dog, that Jeremy and Cassie
Amy was
have.
Very confused. I had to explain to her the difference between television and reality and everything. I was like, that's not Gamora. She's like, Gamora? She kept trying to touch the screen, knock the TV off. I mean, it was adorable.
Right. Ernie. Dave Siebert and Monica. List complete.
Thank you, everybody.
There y'all go.
Show is done by AI. I hope you like it.
Yeah.
That's
this
the part
us anymore.
Where I stop making sense, you can blame the AI.
Yeah. Well, then it's been an AI for a while. Bye, y'all.
All right, bye. Love all of you. Good night.
Good night.
Frankenstein was wondering if he should go to bed. His old bar.